Welcome back. Take two.
Hey, we don't ever let people know that.
Okay.
I was reading a heartfelt card from Andrea. Listener Andrea was reacting to the episode we did a couple episodes ago. Appreciate that.
About your father?
Got that in the old P.O. box. Hey, look at this. Everything sounds perfect.
It does sound perfect.
Muy perfection.
Took a lot of work, though.
That was a lot of work.
Yeah, I like how the two people
Back-breaking.
I'm pooped.
Are you tired, lady?
I'm pooped. I'm ready to hit it.
That was brow-beating work.
Hit the hay.
Mm-hmm. You're pooped? You sound like Dee Dee.
All right, this is all so inside. All of this inside.
I do. I'm flattered.
Let's get back to the witch conversation that we're having before we have to do take two.
I don't even want to promote them because it's not that good.
Let the listener know what they missed, though, because we're never going to. We opened the first show, and there was plenty of technical issues, and Mike and Tyler were talking about Witch. Full disclosure.
I have a question. Does Witch have hot sandwiches? Because Jimmy John's is not, and
it's brown bags.
That's
all I know.
It's kind of fucked up.
All I know is you write down what you want on a bag. You hand it to the person over the counter, and they return the bag with a sandwich in it.
It's literally my fault.
It's not even that good.
It's like you found Pandora's box, opened it, then actually figured out how to close it.
Really disappointed about. Well, Pandora's box is good though, right?
No,
Pandora's box is sweet.
No, once you open it, it
you want more.
Close and like ruinous things happen.
I mean, I'll never forget a girl.
Ruinous.
A girl suggested her vagina was Pandora's box to me, so I never opened it. Yeah, I moved on to another girl after she said that because I got scared.
Is that from your upcoming stand-up special?
No, that's
Netflix?
A true story. That's really something
Netflix,
that happened.
Netflix, that's very generous.
That's really something
like
that...
Comedy Central.
No, it's the Russian one, Netflix.
Oh, Christ.
I don't even want to dignify that with a laugh, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
So, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I am Anderson.
So happy to be here.
Right to my center is Mike.
I've always been wanting to
straight
do
ahead.
The show.
Keith
Big
Carolina.
Fan.
Very, very loquacious, Tyler. Not drunk, but loquacious. And to my right is the wonderful, beautiful...
I could be drunk.
Laura, Tara Lynn Barr. I almost call her Laura. Tara Lynn Barr?
That's my character's name.
Oh, really?
You play a character?
Is that because...
That's my segue moment. Let's just talk about this for a second.
Was it because they're like, her name's Tara. We don't think she can remember her character name. Let's just go with Lara.
Yeah. No, and then I mispronounce it every time.
So it's Laura?
Wait. Well, I call her Laura.
What was the movie we saw the other night?
Okay, we got to get back on track here. We'll talk about the movie.
Either way, she went by the same name, too.
Lara?
I can't remember.
This is a cluster. Cluster, you know what.
The show is a clusterfuck at this moment, but we're going to get on track. It's going to be good. So you were talking.
I'm honestly not here to talk about the show.
I know, but you were talking about your show where you're Charlie Mance's bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. No, I was talking about another show.
Now, you're on another show now.
Oh. I am, but this feels like it's
I'm on
very
all the shows.
Hokey and like I'm.
What show is it that you're on? Community?
No. It's called Casual. It's for Hulu.
It's very close to Community, though, right?
It is very close
the
in name.
Name.
It
like,
is very close
to name.
If I
was looking it up.
You know what? I like.
Alphabetically.
I think Casual might be a better name than Community.
And, shows up first.
This is about casual sex. And
is that what it's about?
That's what it's about.
Oh, no.
This feels like pulling teeth.
Really?
What was your character's name?
Hey, you need to show you right on the microphone, too.
I feel
good.
Super loud.
Fun.
Yeah. You are super loud, actually. Can you back off her volume a little bit?
Well, okay. Casual sex, eh? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. What does Lara do?
It's Laura. It's a joke that we were talking. I'm pretty sure we were joking earlier.
What does Lara do?
She's a daughter.
I'd watch What Does Lara Do?
That'd be pretty good.
Can we talk about Trainwreck?
No, I prefer to talk about Lara.
What does
Lara do?
Lara's the daughter of the star of the show. She's a daughter.
Oh, she's a daughter. Okay, and then what is the dad having casual sex all over town?
No, the dad and the mom are divorcing because the dad is fucking a 20-year-old.
Oh. She's too loud.
So, I am too loud. I can definitely.
I'm looking at the level. She's literally fine.
Well, shouldn't we trust our ears more than?
Quit trying to bring me down.
The
like,
almighty levels.
You're the one who said you were too loud.
I am too loud. I'm like way up.
And I wanted you to closer to the microphone.
Terry Gross
would
not approve.
In the corner.
Who?
Terry Gross.
Who's Terry Gross?
Anderson.
Please explain who Terry
NPR,
Gross is.
She's like a legend.
Oh, that bitch, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the
like
one.
Mark Maron likes her a lot, I know.
I'd like to play you a clip that you said about me.
Everybody likes her.
I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. I just default to bitch.
The interesting thing about her is she's been interviewing people for like 40 years or a long time, and she's never met them because she does it all from her home. Always
I like
has.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And she doesn't go in the room with them?
No, she said she does it that way because she thinks she gets a better interview.
That's nice because then you're not intimidated and you don't choke on your spit like when you're nervous.
Intimidated person? Is Terry gross? She's intimidated?
She's tiny.
Mm-hmm. That would make her not intimidating, Mike. That would make her less than intimidating.
No, I don't know. Black
Unless
widows
she's so
are intimidating.
Small, she could like get up your
Scorpions
urethra.
Scorpions are intimidating.
Yes, she's so small she can get up your urethra.
I mean, that would be intimidating. That'd be a problem.
Oh man, you just see her
she
feet
crawling
you
up your
see
leg.
Her feet going in. You're like, oh my god.
Oh, what's wrong with this show right up. Now?
Is there is that a sexual thing, putting things in your urethra?
Because yes. It's called sounding.
You know what? We can't talk about this because I'm going to freak out.
I was going to say, because Mike freaks out.
I'm going to freak out.
You know what the show is right now?
I got to loosen my shorts.
This is a black morning show. That's what we're doing right now.
But I have to say.
What? We're all talking over each other and there's like nine voices.
That's kind of racist.
No, it's just. I work in radio.
You know what this is a black morning show.
I work in radio and that's what it sounds like.
I work in radio.
That's what, yeah.
It would be less
racist.
I'm a radio professional. When's the last time you listened to a black radio show?
Well, I saw Key and Peele do a rendition of one just
last
week.
They're barely black, though. You have to keep that in mind.
Oh, now we're judging.
If you put them together, they're one black person.
All right, you guys want to talk black? A little movie called Snow on the Bluff. Ever heard of it? Holy shit. All right, I'm going to go in deep.
Oh, wait, that's the one that the is spelled T-H-A, right?
Could be.
I think it is, though. I feel like I've read that somewhere.
I haven't done my research yet on it, but it's freshly in the mind because I watched it just recently.
Oh, good.
And holy shit. You keep thinking that the found footage is dead. It's a dead genre. And then they keep reinventing. All right, imagine this. Some like high-class black folk are going into like the low-class neighborhood to buy some drugs.
Is this a documentary?
Drugs. No, it's found footage.
Yeah, it's found footage.
And they meet the drug dealer. It was very similar to what you see on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when they went and got the crack.
I like that.
Very funny, right?
Yeah.
But they don't know what they're doing, buying drugs from this guy. So he hops in the back seat. He's like, yeah, he's got to go up the street and get it, you know, it's like $4.50 each, and we'll get it on the corner. And so he hops.
$4.50, they make change?
They actually asked for change. They had $500. He's like, you have change? They're like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll hook you up. I got change. Here, I'll take you up to the place where we pick up the drugs on the corner. He hops in the back seat. They start driving. He pulls out his gun. Steals all their money and their camera and proceeds to film his life.
That's awesome.
And I need subtitles because I am so white that I can't understand half of what's going on, but it's so fucking real and great.
Is snow code for
drugs?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
So now this
That's cool.
But
what's
this
it called
is
again?
A scripted
Snow on the Bluff.
This is a scripted film.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just
but
so
it's
real.
Well acted. And I mean, I have not done my research. I'm going to talk more about it on the Film Vault next week, I'm sure, because
did you see it in a theater?
No, it's on Fuckflix right now that you can watch it. It'll make you feel more black by the time you're done.
I don't know
I'm
if I need to feel more black.
I was going
to
say, I'm always looking for avenues, you know.
Right? I feel
pretty black.
I feel you.
I'm not even going to I'm not going to take the bait because I'll...
Tell him, Lara.
Stop that. We saw Trainwreck.
I know.
Trainwreck's
kind of like yesterday's news, man.
I know. It's sort of a, yeah.
I might have heard some things about you seeing Trainwreck. I might have already heard the reviews of Tara.
Oh, because you guys saw each other today.
Mike and I had a little work date today, yeah.
I told them how much you loved it.
I was so, by the end of the movie, I was so in love with Amy Schumer. I was already in love with her, but then I was like, once she started dancing, I was like, fuck.
Without that ending, I like it a lot less. It's one of those movies where the end really makes it a very, very good movie.
That's so funny because all the reviews I read said that the end was kind of a cop-out.
Yeah,
like,
well,
oh,
fuck the reviewers.
Yeah.
Fuck them. They're all jaded pricks. That end was so sweet and heartfelt and lovable, and it made you love the movie that much more.
It was the best.
Without that end, I'd be like, it's a solid little romantic comedy with the fuck word in it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She's also really cute.
Yeah.
Mike disagrees.
Don't look at me.
Mike disagrees, but I think she's
I don't disagree. A fox. I don't disagree, but you...
In
you,
a cheerleader uniform, she's super cute.
You have that female thing where you want to support everyone that isn't stereotypically good looking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm also a big fan of Kathy Bates. I think she's a sex...
Same thing.
I'm going to be blunt. You love it. You love it. You love it when fat people succeed.
Amy Schumer's not fat.
But
though.
You love
Tom
it.
DeLuise.
I feel like, yes.
Like, you love it when it's not a stereotypical good-looking girl succeeding.
Big fan of sumo
right?
wrestling.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of... Yeah, no, I like
you
that.
You hate Kristen Wiig. You're on record as saying
her.
You hate
no,
her.
No, yeah. I love her. I love her.
Not because she's attractive.
You call her Kristen Twig behind her back.
Yeah.
No.
But I mean, you champion the underdog. Yes. You champion the underdog with the emphasis
Absolutely.
On dog. I'm kidding.
That's not nice.
Wow.
I was kidding. But
the
no,
way
you,
you delivered
do,
that
she
and
is like
came
a,
back
she,
with the kidding thing was very hacky. That's not like you, Mike.
I know.
But
I know.
Also,
that was like Elvis Mitchell.
I'm trying not to offend her.
How about this? Have you guys seen Broad City?
Yes.
I'm a
my
big
favorite fucking show.
It's a great fucking show.
It's
and
not TV Vault.
It's very helpful. It's very helpful that they're like, they look like chicks you would like hang out with, and not chicks that you would be too scared to talk to at like a bar.
I'm not scared to talk to anybody.
I'm opening mail.
Hell yeah.
We got one
I'm
thing.
I'm scared to talk to everybody, actually.
We
so
got one thing in the P.O. box.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's junk mail. There's a bunch of you out there that you think you're so funny because you signed this up for junk mail. So fucking funny. So hilarious when I go
to
the P.O. box. Oh, look at this. What is this? Oh, it's fucking junk mail. Aww. Cat food. Thanks. I was feeling it, and I'm like, hey, this could be money. It felt like it could be cash, right? But no, cat food.
You have a cat, Tyler.
Something just fell out of it.
No, that's my something else. Oh.
Is your cat on a diet? Do you have him or her
Henry,
on a special
Henry
diet?
Henry does need to be on a diet.
Him on a special diet. Cats get diabetes real easy, and then you have to shoot him with insulin. All
Wait, is that Fancy Feast?
I'm starving. Can
it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
How do you know that? Because of the commercials?
Probably.
Finicky cats enjoy it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mike ever tell you guys that his childhood cat growing up, his name was Catty Kit? Like Kitty Cat, only Catty
like,
Kit.
Didn't like some child name it or something?
My sister named
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Catty Kit.
It was Catty Kit, and then we looked at her profile and realized the cat, his profile, had a big nose, and we thought he was Italian, so we called him Jubazio.
Wow, that's not.
Then Jubilee.
That's not Italian, that's Jewish. It's a play on
Well, it went from Jubilee to, oh, it's Jubazio now.
How's a cat have a big nose? How's
yeah,
that
I don't
work?
Understand that.
Like the,
at all.
Like
I think
the
it broke part? I think it broke its nose in a flight or
like
something.
A, like a bump, like an Adrian bump. Brody bump?
Yeah, yeah.
Or was it just like the pink part was big?
Maybe we just imagined
it. Doesn't
it
look
we
as
kids.
Good on girl cats, though, I have to say.
We were kids.
Big noses on girl cats.
It's just a joke.
You should be a terrible stand-up comedian that every bit ends with, that's,
it was a
that's
joke.
Just a
I
joke.
Was kidding. No offense.
Oh, I got two things I gotta, before I forget, because it's kind of important. Okay,
yeah,
one.
Let's go.
One, I switched phone service. It's essentially like buying a new car or a house, I would imagine. I mean, it took my mom and I.
It's a $700 house.
We're in T-Mobile for over 4 hours.
Okay, that's not worth anything.
Mm-mm.
Why were you there
I
got to hang out with my mom. It was nice.
In T-Mobile?
Because they had one phone in the entire thing that wasn't a fucking Galaxy Quest or whatever.
A Galaxy Quest?
I don't know. They had a bunch of like shit phones that I didn't want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if it's not an iPhone, it's not an iPhone.
That phone makes me feel poor when I look at it.
It's $99.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. T-Mobile.
Why don't you look at mine?
Well, it's really $700. It's really $800.
All right. Stop it, Michael. It's $99.
Amortized over the course of 2 years.
You know what? Your time is priceless, I have to say. So maybe
but
it's worth
4 hours?
More.
Were they making you
They
another
had to
phone?
Like drive like three towns over, maybe four, to get them.
Why
pick them
you
up.
Just go to a different T-Mobile?
And then they had to like do
Why
all
the
switch over thing.
Store?
Long story short, here's the deal. I had my old phone, right? Or maybe the new one, and like numbers were coming through and I was getting texts and stuff, but before like the switchover actually happened, so here's where we're at. A 323 number came through and it said sorry for your loss, which was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it followed up with I know somebody at Holly Shorts, cuz my film I should say is playing again at the Chinese Theater August 22nd. Not that it's a big deal, you should be more excited about September 26th, which is the big show. That's going to be fun. That's going to be the Cold Cockle Night in L.A. That's the one. Go to AndersonCowan.com.
Oh, you're not going
to
be here.
Get
yes,
tickets.
I am.
Are you gone? What?
No,
you
no. Well, I have press stuff the week of the 26th, but I'm going to be in
Blow
Toronto on the 16th.
What show is that press for?
It's for that
Life
show
of
I was
Lara?
Talking about, the Life,
Life
of
Lara.
Life
of Lara is
going to
be a big
just
hit.
Just for me.
So I really hope.
I will be there.
I hope that somewhere there's a message board for that show and somebody's asking about the Life of Lara. Somebody needs to.
Me too.
So...
or her new special, That's Just a Joke.
So the next message from the same number said, I know if you're going to be at Holly Shorts, I know somebody who like runs it or who's going to be there. Let me know. And I thought, you know, once my phone got switched over, I would see who that person was. And it didn't happen.
So
it just disappeared.
Just gone. You texted
and
back,
I feel like an
new
ass.
Number, who dis?
No, it's like the number's gone. Everything's gone. So I feel like an ass.
What'd
so
you do with your old
program,
phone?
They listen to the program. They have it. I have to turn it in.
Why?
Because that was part of the deal. $99 plus any phone that I had. I really wanted to just go out and grab one off the street. Can't you just do that? Buy a piece of shit and then turn it in?
Probably.
Yeah. So if you listen to this program, if you're a friend of mine, I don't know who it was. I don't know who. It bothers me, though. I feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
Like I just ignored them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just use this podcast as your personal
that's what I'm doing.
Service.
That's exactly
great.
What I'm doing right here.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to become like a romantic comedy. Just you wait.
Mike McAllister, the gambler. He needs to know our bet, guys. He's throwing $300 down for the after disaster.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting to read this email.
We need to come up with a bet.
I don't like this guy wasting his money on us.
Only hockey.
He said he's been very successful so far, and to yell at you if you protested.
Everything's aimed at your protest.
All right.
Your surefire protest that you're going to come up with every time we come up with somebody gambling for us.
I feel weird. I think it's uncomfortable.
I don't.
Why? Why is it uncomfortable?
I don't know. He's spending his money on us.
Yeah, but he's a professional gambler.
Gambler? Well, he wants to
he's
be
a professional
gambler. He's
also a shirker.
Gambler.
He's a shirker. Yeah.
He wants to be a professional.
His family thinks he's serving proudly in the military.
Have you heard
right
about
now.
This guy, Tara? Yeah. He's a listener. I shouldn't be saying his full name. Should I be?
You already
Too
did.
Late.
You already did. Maybe more
oh,
than
no.
Once.
Maybe we shouldn't tell the story now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
We don't want to start over for a third time.
He said he signed his letter, Sergeant McAllister.
Oh, now it's getting worse.
It's
getting worse.
What do you think the chances are of some of his family members ever hearing this?
10,000 to 1.
So he let us know.
He has 10,000 family members?
A shirker, does that mean that he's like wanted by the law?
No, he got out of there. He got an honorable discharge from the military because he didn't want to go on. I believe that was the case, right? Like he got out. He was in and then he got out. Because he wanted to go gamble for a living.
That's not pertinent to the story. The important thing is
no,
that
but he
like
did,
poker tournaments?
His family thinks that he's still in the military, and I feel like he needed an outlet because he feels guilty about it. So he let us know.
Oh, okay.
And he got out of the military. He was going to Las Vegas to become a professional gambler.
Like poker tournaments.
He's doing it right now.
But his grandmother passed away, he was debating if he goes to the funeral, his family's going to know he's out. And I don't remember what advice we told him.
We gave him like all sorts of
options. Yeah, we gave him all options, but he wanted to know what to do. And what he elected to do was not to go to the funeral and act like he was still in the military, and he moved to Vegas. But he's putting money down, bets for us.
Well,
what do you
want
to bet on?
So far, he put $100 down on the All-Star game. We lost that. But it was fun. I was like paying attention to the All-Star game, right?
And Mike doesn't pay attention to any sports. So
we lost, and now I don't know how it works.
Tennis.
I wish that Vegas odds were as good as McAllister's because we lost that bet, and now somehow there's a $300 bet going up for us.
The next bet might be like a grand.
I only follow hockey, and it's off season right now. So
I know. Maybe we could gamble on the next hockey player to get busted for something.
I don't think
as long as it's not a Ducks member, as long as it's still a Kings member.
Patrick Kane just got or is in the process of being busted for an alleged rape charge.
Patrick Kane?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No, yeah, no. I just knew about the guy, the Kings, who beat up his
Boyanov,
his lover or girlfriend,
his
wife.
Girlfriend, yeah.
What'd she do?
It's
a Ural.
It's a what did she do? Ran her mouth. That's what she did.
Bill Burr, he talks about that all the time. He's like, you know that Rihanna. I'm not trying to make an excuse for Chris Brown, but you know, I want to know what Rihanna was saying right before he took her head and smashed it into the, because you know it was something awful.
Yeah, of course it was.
Talking about his little dick or something like that.
Yeah, that's not even awful enough.
Oh, I was scolding a kid at camp last week.
Because he talked about his little dick.
Because he loves Chris Brown. I'm like, dude, you know how many talented people there are out
there?
Yeah,
to love.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
And he also got a tattoo on his neck of a woman with her face beaten in, with a bruised up face on his neck.
What?
Permanent
what?
Tattoo. Yes, absolutely.
Did he lose a bet?
I don't think so. I think he wears
it
with pride.
Wait, is that like what
that's
the court maybe punished him?
Oh, that would
never
be
heard
no,
of that one. But
I
that's
wish
pretty
that
good.
Sounds kind of medieval, but that might that
you
might.
You are a woman beater. You will have the sign
hey,
of a
Mike,
woman.
How come you have a big speed limit 65 on your forehead? The court.
I think he might just be a giant prick who's
wow.
not ashamed
Since
of beating a woman.
Since when does he have? Look this up, Tyler. Is this a real
this
thing?
This is very true. Just look it up. Chris Brown up. Neck tattoo. Anybody with a neck tattoo.
It would seem to me that he would get that one as a solid, like as a reminder. Of the damage he's done.
While he's smiling on a red carpet, wearing bling.
But like Rihanna's like, when she's having sex with him, she's looking up at his neck and she sees like the woman's battered face. Well,
I hope she's not still having sex with him.
Wasn't,
I need
did
to
they
text
back together?
Her and tell
I think they got back together.
Idea.
But you know what? Some girls get turned on by seeing a picture of themselves beaten up to a pulp on your neck.
It really is.
Yep. That's...
What in the fuck? Oh, no, it's not just beat up. It's like
fucked up.
It's like...
It's also
oh
really
God.
Bad. It's also poorly done, and he's got
also,
so much money.
You know what? Maybe it's a
Ooh,
Walking
no
Dead tattoo.
It looks very Walking Dead.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that man?
Yeah, he's gross.
Well, there's a lot wrong with him, and I think that kid in camp should have been removed from camp for that. Because
he's the kid that was singing with the other kid next to him. He was like, voice of an angel and like a sweet kid.
The voice of an angel, and he likes a guy who lip syncs.
Well, you know what? Chris Brown can dance. I'll tell you
that. A lot of people
so
can dance.
So what?
He's a guy who
I
can dance.
I saw a Doritos commercial today. People were dancing all over that
thing.
Yeah,
Baryshnikov could dance, and no one gave a shit about that.
I saw a commercial for some kind of like it was a savings and loan.
What are we doing?
Yeah, you know,
the people are dancing.
I've seen old people dancing like diarrhea medicine commercials.
I don't think you've seen that. I don't think that anyone's
it was something
seen that.
For people. No. Some kind
do
of
do the
commercial.
Brown booty dance for diarrhea.
Tyler, we're not that show. We're not doing that.
I seem to remember seeing that because it was like saying you can dance again now that you don't have diarrhea.
Now you don't risk.
I'm never gonna dance again.
Oh, you don't like this, Tara?
What?
It's running down.
I got an email from a listener. A couple weeks ago, and it went on and on about this and that, and then it ended with, "I think you
sounds tight."
I think you should have Fart Girl on again. And I had no
Yay!
Idea. Like I was racking my brain. I'm like, so
oh,
actually,
Lara.
I emailed him back. I'm like, who's Fart Girl? And he's like, Tara. I'm like, what? That's
you know,
not a good name for her.
He just upped the ante. Now I have to deliver every time I come in here. We just got to talk about farts the whole time, no, please.
Well,
where do I start?
Enjoy your last visit.
Where do I start?
Where do I begin?
Anderson.
This comes from a show that we did like 30 episodes ago where Tara was talking about 30. How she thinks they're funny.
They are funny.
I don't think farts are funny. I don't like it. I don't like toilet humor, but we did have a long discussion about it tonight.
What do you guys think is grosser, queefs or farts?
All right.
I'm just curious.
Okay, so at camp. This
farts.
Reminds
okay,
me.
Farts are grosser.
Yeah, of course.
This reminds me. Camp. End of night, last night of camp. We'll get back, Tyler. But the last night, I talked about it, is the end of camp campfire, right? Where everyone goes up and they can do things as a cabin. They can do things, you know.
Like
but
skits.
It's almost like, skits and whatnot. One of the cabins, like cabin five or something, like the little like 9-year-old boys, like they did
hold
it was
on,
all, about,
that down.
All about farting.
Five.
All about farting. Like their counselor, who was a fucking prick. I hated that guy so much. I hated him.
What's
That's a
name?
Whole other story.
Do you want to name him?
Emmanuel. Emmanuel's his name.
Shame. Calling out.
Here's what Emmanuel loves it. All right. So more camp stories, I guess. But I'm like, I got the 14, 15-year-olds, right? They're the second oldest group in camp. And we're sitting at the campfire, and we're in this weird position where we need to sit up front, but I don't want us to sit up front because we're too old. We're boys. We shouldn't be sitting that close. That's the place where the little kids go. So I went over to cabin five. I remember it was cabin five. And I said, hey, guys, because they were sitting towards the back. I'm like, you guys want to sit up front? Because we shouldn't be sitting up front. We're too big and we're too old for that. And the whole cabin's like, yeah. One of their counselors was like, yeah, that sounds great. Thanks, Ace. I'm like, cool. And then Emmanuel says, no, I don't want to. It's too close to the fire and I don't like the smoke. He's a fucking counselor. All his kids are like stoked to be sitting up front. So then the rest of the kids and the other counselor are like, we'll move. So I go get my kids and we're awkwardly going across and like the campfire starting and like we're all out of place and everyone's like a little bit self-conscious. And then they're all just sitting pat and they look all like really disappointed. And Emmanuel's like, we're not moving.
Ugh.
It was so anti-camp.
I don't like that guy.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Where does he live?
And that guy did the initiation?
Get his phone number.
Initiation.
Yeah, get him up.
Yeah, that weird, creepy cult thing that you do.
Yeah, all of it. You mean
he
the whole week?
He was one of the guys. So his cabin, later
did,
on.
Did he build the plastic square?
That same night, they get up there, and like they have like balloons, and they're like talking. It's supposed to be some TV show where they're just talking about farts, and they're like judging by the farts. And, and
well, I like that show.
I really hope this guy never hears this.
Did you get renewed? You get picked up for back nine?
So I go up
the
to my friend.
The ratings were soft, but it was...
The L plus three was good.
So these are little kids, right? Ah, this sounds so wrong.
Go ahead.
Fuck
great
it.
Inside TV jokes for the four of you out there.
So let's say one of the counselors is gay. Okay. Well, uh-huh. I'll just say. And his little boys, 9-year-olds, they're pretending to fart essentially in his face, right? With the balloon mm-hmm. sound. And he's got the microphone right up there. And they're
and
like bending.
Sitting there
they're
with
turning
a giant
over.
Hard on.
They're turning around, bending over, and they're pretending to, and he's got the microphone, right? Let's say that it's a male counselor, and he's got like little 9-year-old girls, and they're pretending to queef right in his face. Essentially, it's the exact same thing.
This is a whole
Isn't
new
that
twist on last
exact
week's
same thing?
2-hour camp stories.
I don't even know if guys look at buttholes though. Gay guys
I think
look at buttholes
guys
the way
would,
straight guys look at
they're like the
vaginas. Yeah, but they're like dirty vaginas.
Yeah, but it's all they have to work with.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You work with what you got.
I think if somebody could fart out of their penis,
what?
It would be more similar.
This is grossing me out, but I was going to just say I have just as much respect for the butthole as I do for the vagina.
If someone could fart out of their penis.
Tyler.
What kind of sound would it make?
It's been
the
covered
penis monologues.
In A Million Ways to Die.
Really?
Okay. Yes. I did not like that movie,
what
nor
sound,
did I like
what
that
sound
joke.
Did it make? Do you remember?
It made the normal sound, and then he's like, I came out of my penis. And it was supposed to be real funny. And everyone was supposed to laugh.
That's the one that won the Oscar, right?
You would probably love that movie.
No thanks.
Oh, I think you would.
I don't like the Seth MacFarlane a lot because I love Family Guy, but I don't like that he thinks he's like a superstar movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you would like that movie a lot. A lot of poop.
I have not seen it.
Toots and poops.
I've not seen it. I like Shirley Theron a lot. Mm. I think
I forgot she was even in it.
Super cool.
My brain removed her from the equation because
cool
I hated
in
that movie.
I think Liam Neeson's in that movie, was he not? Liam Neeson's?
Liam Neeson's was
Liam
in that
Neeson's.
Movie.
Doesn't he have a giant dong?
He's got a giant.
I don't know. Like, I don't read my book of Hollywood stars and their penises.
Snow on the Bluff. All right, Tyler, you had something important?
I was going to say, are you very excited about today? Is today like a national holiday to you?
I don't know what's going
on. It's National Left-Handers Day, that's
14th.
Why. That's why.
Duran Duran released a new single.
I did not know this. What? I thought you were going to say because my wife's last day of school ever was today.
No.
Really?
Which is pretty exciting.
That's
yeah,
great.
But fuck that. Duran Duran. Really?
And I think left-handed day was yesterday.
Excuse me. You're probably right.
The wife's left-handed, too, so I should be doubly excited for her.
I'm
She's
also.
Left-handed
and so is
as
our,
well.
So is our president.
Wait, how many of the original members are involved?
I don't know.
Is it Andy Taylor, John Taylor?
I don't know. I just saw a picture of Simon LeBlanc.
Nick Rhodes?
My mother's also left-handed.
And it said Duran Duran announced
and
his new song today.
Roger Taylor? Is he involved?
I don't know. Use your fancy new...
You can ask Tara to ask... I don't want to say.
Oh, no. Michael just ran out
wow.
of steam.
The fact that Mike didn't drop a name means it's...
I know. Well, one of them parks his car in front of her place almost every day.
Really?
Yeah. It's that black Aston Martin.
Oh, I've never noticed.
Simon.
Like almost every day.
Simon.
Like I see it there a lot.
Wait, it said they had a new album last year. What the?
Wow. Maybe they did.
You didn't even know that they had a new
album?
A lot
album? Of significant people are left-handed.
Hungry like the aged wolf.
You know what?
Hungry
you know
like
what?
A wolf for soup.
That was one of my favorite songs in middle school because it was in the movie Big Fat Liar and Paul Giamatti danced
I
to it.
I loved that scene. That scene was
it's
almost
great,
worth the entire movie.
It's a great scene. It's a great movie.
Not a great movie.
Amanda Bynes
oh, that's
at,
right.
at almost her peak, I have to
great
say.
Great scene.
What
though.
A Girl Wants, I would say, is her peak, that movie with Colin Firth. But
is that the soccer one?
What a girl
no.
wants.
Are you thinking of Bennett like Beckham?
No. What's the one where she pretended to be a boy on the soccer team?
Oh, that was like...
I think Zac Efron was in it. Was it a Disney movie?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I just breathed really heavily.
It was nice.
The Even Stevens movie was trending on Twitter last
really?
Night.
Really?
What is that?
Do it.
It's the show.
It's because Shia LaBeouf's being a whack job, but I kind of sort of respect him for it.
Okay, it looks like three original members and some dude I don't recognize.
Oh, unless, so it's not good enough.
What the fuck? Who is that person?
Oh my God, is there a Muslim cover
What's
band called
name?
Koran Koran?
Tyler, no.
Stream of consciousness. Stream of consciousness. That's how you get it done.
And do they fart out of their dicks?
Hey, no, we're not that show. We're not doing that.
Also,
we're not doing that.
Also, what is this I hear about you being obsessed with Depeche Mode?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Depeche Mode's sweet. Yeah, Depeche Mode's the best.
We went and saw a Depeche Mode cover band.
I know. You played me some, you recorded
oh, that's
something
right.
for me.
What was their name? Deless Mode?
So
I live on fire.
It's very weird though because
is there a band called Depeche Mode?
Depeche Mode.
We were watching that band, and I told her, "I go, you know, this is like Anderson's favorite band." She was like, "I don't even understand that at all."
Oh I don't.
My God, that
I
is
don't.
Roger Taylor. He looks so old, different.
Also, as soon as they would do close-ups on like the rest of the band, you're like, "Ooh, zoom out, zoom out, zoom out."
Are you talking about the fake Depeche Mode or the real Depeche
yeah,
Mode?
Yeah, the fake one. Because they're all old as fuck.
Even the fake Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it weird that I like Depeche Mode? They're great. When I grew up, it was Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, The Cure, and all sorts of punk rock.
All of those, the band uh-huh. is like super femmy, in my honest
opinion.
I
used to think they were hot, and I had posters of them on my wall.
Hot?
And
Do you
my
know what
mom,
Anderson used to look like?
I wanted to look like them.
You don't, Anderson used to...
Yeah.
I
used to wear makeup.
Wear makeup. And,
really?
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
You haven't seen the photos?
No.
They're pretty sweet.
That's kind of cool. Well,
we'll show
I know,
them
it's
to you
cool,
sometime.
Did you get beat up a lot?
Yeah, but then I would fight back, too, and I'd beat the fuck out of them, and I'd say, hey, tell your dad you're getting beat the fuck out of by a man with makeup.
That's cool.
Yeah, because there's a lot of homophobes.
Did they come back and go, my dad was pissed? I got kicked out of the house. Thanks, asshole. I told him.
That's cool. Just be yourself. Be an individual.
Just, dude, yeah, totally, bro.
Just like embrace.
Like,
just like bikers. Be yourself.
Oh, I get a new phone, and I just use it now during the show. Constantly.
I always use my phone during the show. The oh, and I want to thank, and I'm terrible with names, but I got my Shenandoah map. Fuck to the yes. And I don't remember who sent it. God damn it.
Oh, that was me.
Thanks, Tara.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lara.
What's that? Isn't that an Indian tribe?
Shenandoah?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
I look at Tyler. Like, don't you have some encyclopedia?
I'll check with my uncle.
Tyler, get on your phone and figure that out. Thanks.
Are you part Native American, Tyler?
I sure am.
Oh, Christ.
Really?
That's right.
Let me tell you about my deep, natural Native American.
He's got a feather tattooed on the side of his neck.
I'm like either 32nd or 64th Blackfoot. I don't know which one.
I'm like 1/18th Wampanoag.
My favorite. My second favorite tribe.
I'm 1/128th. No, actually, I am like 1/32nd or one. Actually, I think I'm 1/16th.
Not enough to put it on our college application.
I think I can, actually. I think I can. No, my great-great-grandfather was half.
I'm like 1/64th, whoever came here and wiped you guys off the planet.
Oh, that's a nice joke.
My great-great-grandfather had a, it might be great-grandfather. I got to ask the mom. I don't really know much about family lineage. But he had a black crow, or like a raven. And then he split the tongue. I think I talked about this on this show.
Foul.
And then it could speak English.
That's not true.
It's a thing.
That's not at all true.
You can make crows talk by splitting their tongue. That's true.
Yeah, but how do you figure that out?
How do you get the tongue out?
Brain damage? Because that sounds like something that you would believe.
The bird or?
Well, the only thing it said was fuck.
No, Tyler knows because he's part Blackfoot. It's a true thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I want to know.
But they wouldn't speak English.
Who's the first person on the balls to eat part of the leg of like a Alaskan king crab? And who thought,
let's
split the tongue and see what happens of this bird? What are they splitting the tongue for? Because they're not splitting it so they can speak English.
I feel like I'm not very creative as a person because I would have never thought to split the tongue of a bird.
How about this? Who's the first person to eat caviar? To cut open a fish, a pregnant fish, and say,
Who's the first person to poop in a kangaroo's pouch?
Who was the second person, though, to believe the first person? Like, I promise, this shit's really good.
There's a lot of followers out there.
I think the crab thing might have come about because somebody was starving. And just
same with Roe, probably, with the fish eggs.
That's the thing, but it's like, I'm going to eat the fucking offspring of another animal and like
God,
it.
Think of all the things that we've done throughout time to try and figure out like how things work scientifically. Like, you know, a woman probably put eggs of a fish inside of her body to see if she would produce more fish. You know what I mean?
You know.
Oh, it's happened.
You know
someone took like the leg of a cow and buried it hoping that it would grow meat.
Probably.
That'd be cool. That'd be.
Maybe
that'd
that's
be
how cemeteries started.
We don't let Tim farm
maybe
anymore.
Maybe that is totally how cemeteries. We
lost our son, Jebediah. Well, don't worry, Ma. I buried him in the backyard. We're going to have a bunch of new kids.
So that was like 150 years ago?
200, I know. I was going to say. 200. It's.
Hear ye, ye king, I buried ye child.
Yeah, Hear ye king.
I don't know. You can do it. You can do the accent. I'm not going to handle the accents
anymore.
Do
an Egyptian.
Hello, I am from Egypt.
That's your Egyptian. Tyler, you got to kill some of those lights. The lights are bringing us down. Stop it.
Which has now become like a gross like club.
Do you know what that song is from?
Where the ladies wear no pants.
If you have read Devil in the White City, which has officially been picked up.
Making into a movie by Martin Scorsese. Leonardo DiCap.
He's
going to play Hughes?
Yeah. They had a Egyptian tribe or whatever at the World's Fair, and they're like, oh, we need music for them to play. And so the guy just really quick just shit out a little like melody.
Wait, I don't know if you shit it out. Let's stop with a scat. Hey!
Yeah, we don't do that.
That's why you're Fart Girl.
Like that. I don't like that your name is Fart Girl.
And so the band started playing that, and then everyone took that as like, oh, that's like an Egyptian song.
It's
now
like
it's
the pirate
still
guy.
In our fucking public
the guy
yeah, it's like the pirate voice. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That story bummed me out.
And Italians.
That's kind of, how come?
Get to pizza pie. What you looking at?
Apparently the Italian, like the accent, so says Danny Aiello.
Were you doing I'm Turning Japanese? Or were you doing
Jewish actors back in the 50s?
Yeah, I heard him say that too.
Yeah. Must be true if we both heard him say it.
Yep.
Are we talking about Joe Pesci mode again?
No, we're talking about Danny Aiello saying that it was Jewish kids from the Bronx who were playing Italians because they wouldn't give Italians the jobs as actors. So they'd play Italians and they'd kind of like do this over
like
the top.
Yeah,
what you looking at? Hey, get off the car.
Yeah, Henry Winkler.
Why don't you suck on this?
Well, he's the one who started it, I think, right? He's Jewish.
Yeah, that was the
70s. Yeah, he's super Jewish.
Yeah, not,
super
he didn't
Jewish.
Start it, but he continued it with the whole Fonz thing.
Yeah, the Fonz.
What's the thing that they always say? Well, forget about it. Stop it with the forget about it, everybody.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay, so I watched Saturday Night Fever for the first time.
That's
like
also not a way to deal with your
ago.
Problems.
And that movie is so rapey and so
it's
dark.
So terrifying, yeah.
It's really, really horrifying.
The bridge scene freaked me the fuck out.
Oh,
I saw
absolutely.
It in the theater.
And the chick, they just like rape her and they're like, yeah. They're there like, you hey, you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm okay. Like, I wish you would have said something while you were driving in the car while they were raping me in the back seat. He's like, hey, you know.
Tyler, hey, forget about
when
it.
When the one girl in the room is talking about rape, don't dim the lights as she's doing it. It's creepy.
I was trying to make this a safe space.
That's right.
He dimmed the lights right as she was talking about that.
It's very funny. It's very dark, very uncomfortable.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey.
Because that's on a bunch of lists like one of the greatest films of all
it
time.
It is pretty great. I mean, it's very memorable. And, you know, it's a film of its time. It was like the film of the year.
That was absolutely a film of its time. It shaped a generation of dancers, white suit wearers,
afros,
rape.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about Warriors? Same thing.
Never seen it.
Warriors.
Ajax. Play. Ajax just wanted to get some.
Is that where he's clipping the bottles in his fingers?
Like, the Warriors are great.
Ajax was just trying to get a little.
Streaming
rough.
On Netflix again.
Is that his name? Ajax. One
no,
of the characters.
No, that's one of the Warriors.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
he's
like
in the Good Game.
He's the leader of the Warriors.
No, he's not.
Dexter's dad is in the
Dexter's
Warriors.
Dexter's dad.
James
yeah.
Remar.
Gaines. Danny
Hello.
Gaines and not Danny Gaines, but Gaines from 48 Hours.
Or as I like to think of as Richard Wright from Sex and the City, Samantha's love interest.
Oh, he was in that too, right?
That opening montage might be my favorite opening of a film.
Well, we're all over the fucking map. But yeah, so he plays a character named Ajax, who's one of the Warriors, who's the good. That's the good gang. It's the
Full
gang
name.
You like.
Yeah.
And they're going through Central Park, which was like an actual human zoo back in the 70s. Like, it was bad times.
My mom
and,
was in the 70s.
He meets up with some chick, and like he immediately just starts like the way that his foreplay is just rape. He just like immediately starts to rape her, and it turns out she's an undercover cop, thank God, and she just handcuffs him to a park bench, and he becomes enraged like
that's
an
cool.
animal. Yeah. But he was just like a little rough trade, little rapey time in the old Central Park.
Yeah, it's New York. What are you gonna do?
It was, and like, he was one of the good guys.
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it. Everybody's trying to get time.
Hey, Fugazi. What's that?
I don't know.
Fugazi.
Yeah, Fugazi.
Fugazi overrated. No.
I don't know a single Fugazi anything.
You know, I'll tell you something. I checked out when somebody told me they were straight edge. I was like, all right, I don't need that.
Is that what they are? They're straight edge fan?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. I think that the McKay is before. I don't know. Hmm. Don't ask me.
Their fans are straight edge, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I watched an episode of Gangland, and there was a straight edge gang on Gangland.
Gangland would make you so terrified if you believed it. Like, you wouldn't even, like, L.A., for instance.
I believe
like,
MS-13 is a bunch of scary-ass
MS-13,
machete
for
wielders.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Sin Nombre. You need to see Sin Nombre.
Oh, my God. That's, yeah, I don't think you should see it.
Sin Nombre. Enjoy.
I'll never leave my apartment again.
No, so watch Sin Nombre. It takes place south of the border. Don't
okay,
worry.
That's good.
That's fantastic. Fine. They all just stay down there.
You know, I used to at least frequent a Del Taco that was pretty much all MS-13.
Mm-hmm. Well, they worked there.
They all had the 13s on their hands.
Yeah,
and
they worked there.
They're scary.
Yeah, they all worked there.
How like, scary of a gang can it be if they're working a taco?
I think
should I not be saying this?
You should not be saying this.
I don't like gangs where if a woman wants to join, it's either we're either going to all fuck you or we're going to beat the shit out of you.
Well,
and
what other gangs
now,
are there?
Apparently.
What other things are there? You got to cook for us, lady. 2 weeks of nothing but food.
Sin Nombre is a really good movie. They cover MS-13.
Really? Is it? It's a documentary. Clearly.
No.
It's the same guy that directed all of the first season of
MS-14.
No. MS-12 was not nearly as hard as MS-13.
MSG made you you want to came back
Michael
more.
Schenker group.
True Detective.
Oh, Kerry
Fukunaga.
Fukuyawa.
Yeah, he's really, really good. And this is like, cool. I think this is his first direct. He was just DPing movies before.
Visually, I think he's a really talented
Wait till
guy.
You see Sin Nombre. Holy shit.
But it's a narrative then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic movie. Enjoy
Enough it. With the fancy movie talk. Narrative.
What are we talking about?
Visually, I don't know what this means.
We were talking earlier about something else.
Yeah, we were talking
it's very
about.
Very visually striking filmmaker.
Before
we were talking
it's an allegory
about
for a piece of flatulence emitting
what?
From the male organ.
Tyler.
Saturday Night Fever, which led
to
the
Warriors, which led to
Where did MS-13 come up? Oh, Gangland. Yeah,
because I was talking about how scary they are.
Yeah.
Which maybe they'll if you know there's an MS-13 member out there listening, maybe they'll be like, yeah.
You know why MS-13 is like so gnarly and hardcore?
Why?
It's because they came out from El Salvador, right?
Yep.
I believe it was
yep.
El Salvador. And they were amidst like a really fucked up, horrific civil war.
Government, yes.
Where like machetes were like the kind of the weapon of choice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So then they
yeah.
came
so
up
that's
here
why we like them.
To like intimidate the other gang. Is like, you pussies use guns? Fuck that. We'll take your arm with a machete.
It's fucked up.
Done.
But it's
40 of them got shot before they realized they got to get guns.
Well, let's not disrespect.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Just the facts.
But if I watched Gangland, let's say like I lived in Kansas or something, and I believed like everything about it because it's such an intense hardcore show.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna go to Hawaii and there was like a layover in LA, I wouldn't go. I'd be like, I'm not gonna do a layover in LA because I will be killed.
Yeah.
One step out into where's LAX? Not Inglewood. It's not Inglewood. Where is it?
LAX. Yeah, it's Inglewood.
Sort of Inglewood.
El Segundo.
I told this story before on this show years ago, but I promise you this is the truth. I was at that Del Taco.
It's a lie, and you know it.
I was at that Del Taco on Harbor Boulevard.
Jumped you in?
And I was behind a car who was just chit-chatting with the dude at the drive-through window, just talking back and forth.
Yeah. Fucking drive-through chit-chat.
And he had his food already, and they were just shooting the shit, and they were doing the handshake through the window and stuff.
That's
and I was sitting there,
Mike.
And I rolled my window down, and I said, "Let's go!" And
no.
They both stuck, the guy stuck his head out the drive-through window and looked at me, and they both just looked at me.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy drove off, and I pulled up, and the guy had the giant 13 on his hand. And like just basically dropped my food in my hand.
Maybe do you want some Del Scorcho with that?
Maybe like on the 13th he had to like take his dog to the vet and like
you know what?
He just wanted to remind himself so he
probably
sharpied 13 on his dog that was the day. Maybe.
MS-13.
I told you last time you told that story, I told this the In-N-Out right here, our local one, Culver City. I was waiting in line after Loveline and these two homies got their food at the window, proceeded to turn off their car and eat their food at the window. They were
that's
that fucking
high.
That's
such a power thing.
And such a power thing. And I became enraged. And I was on the phone with a wife who wasn't the wife at the time. She was just a girlfriend. And I was yelling at these guys. And I was really pissed. And she goes, "So what? Who cares? It's not that big a deal." I'm like, "Not that big a deal? They're eating at the fucking window."
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It'd be harder to come up with a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's harder.
I'm hard-pressed.
Well, maybe you haven't been to Lemonade lately, but their service there has been horrendous.
I've become enraged.
She
several
has.
Times. I'm such an asshole.
Like what?
No, it's just I just
it's cafeteria, geez. Like fancy cafeteria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's enrageful? What
well,
happens?
We had a guy cut us off tonight.
Mm. Oh,
how dare he!
For shame.
She was more angry than I was.
Right.
I cross my arms. I say things like, "For Pete's sake, is this real life?"
Some people.
But he looked like super uptight business guy,
yeah.
And we were talking about the kind of porn he would watch, like probably really fucked up stuff.
Could he hear?
I hope so. I sure do.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good move.
I like business porn.
I had a suggestion that I will not say on the air, but
my favorite one is Spreadsheets.
On the air.
Volume 2.
That's a nice move, though. If you're pissed at someone and you know, who's like just cut you in line or something, you can just be like, you know this guy watches kiddie porn. Like, loud.
No, I was saying more like he watches porn where people get shit on it and stuff.
I said something really foul. I think I said that he watches like hot chicks step on baby animals with their stilettos.
That is what
ooh,
you said.
That's a real thing too.
Yeah, it is a real thing. But he seems like the type of.
You ever seen that porn?
No.
That
what'd you do with the guys at In-N-Out?
I honked and then they kind of chuckled and laughed and then
moved on. Oh, okay, good.
Okay,
yeah. I'm glad that's happy ending.
I was prepared to fight these guys.
Did you get your food?
I did, yeah.
That's good.
And I remember
animal style.
Not animal style. And I had a little chit chat with the dude. I'm like, "What was with those guys?" He's like, "They were super high.
Oh,
and
okay.
They thought they owned the place."
That's okay.
They were homies though.
Aggressive, yeah.
No, they were stone homies.
Okay,
so
stone say, rather than tweaking. That's much.
Yeah.
That's
their
better.
Their car did go up and down. It was one of those
stone
cars.
Homies coming this fall. ABC.
I could see that.
Starring.
All right.
Starring.
Not important.
No, let's get back to it, Mike.
I was going
to
say, a long time ago, I saw this porno. I think this was before.
Let's just call it porn. Let's drop the O.
Yeah. This was
pornographic
before.
If you're wearing a medallion, you can't say porno.
This was before. This was.
Like an Italian horn? Those Italian horns are the worst.
I don't even know how that's Italian. I had one when I was a kid.
Mike loved his Italian
horn. That's right,
horn.
I sure did.
What's this porn? What's this porn about?
Okay, you know, the craze now with the kids.
Is.
Well, they have those sleeping porns where the girl's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. But
right.
Before that, there was one I saw a long time ago, and it was the businesswoman who's clearly like successful, and the guy's fucking her, and she's on the phone doing business.
Oh, that's
with
nice.
Like a Like she's writing stuff down.
Like
and could
not give a shit. That's
yeah,
cool.
And she's running her company
like
while the guy's
was
having
it like
sex
believable
with her.
Dialogue or was it more just like buy sell?
Like if you check this,
it was
if
just
you
like sell.
I just thought, was like, who does this who is this doing something for?
For women, that's for damn sure.
You kids have no idea how easy you have it now.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I know you've heard it before, but listen, here's the
we
here's
used
the,
to have to use our imagination.
You had to go in the woods.
I had to get
I still do.
I get my hands on one VHS tape, right? Like
that's
I stole
right.
it from the video store I worked at, or somehow it became mine. And I remember so disappointed I was when I popped it in, and it was like a woman. I won't go into that, but her nipples were, and I don't know if it was a thing, like a fetish. It might have been. They might have been fake, but they were at least 3 inches long.
Yeah, that's like little hot dogs. I don't like it.
And I'm like, this is terrible. So I'm fast forwarding.
It looks
like
when you're blowing up a balloon, yeah. like an animal balloon.
A little bit, yeah. Like you didn't do the end.
Yeah.
A little bit like that, yeah. I don't know if this is a fetish.
It's like
or
someone
is...
the eraser machine broke at the pencil factory and it was cutting it way too long.
It looked like that. So I'm like, this is no good, right? Like it's having the opposite effect.
It looked like when you make your dick long and small.
Well,
that's my character. The Italian guy who can't come up with good
that's a terrible character.
Allegories.
I prefer never to have that guy be a part of the program. So I fast forward. Next chick, not too great looking, but not terrible looking. I could work with this maybe. What's that? Why does she only have 9 fingers? Missing her middle finger. And I just have to go with it. That's all I had.
Well, I think the whole appeal of that chick is like you could get with her.
They weren't even like making mention of it. Like she was just a porn star or a woman, porn woman, who was unfortunate and she was missing
she's
a finger.
9 out of 10.
And she was in the industry. It's not like that was
okay,
part of the
first of
bit.
All, I wouldn't think I could get with a girl because she had 9 fingers. I would think the opposite. I think I don't want to mess around with her because clearly she's pissed off the mafia or someone has cut off one of her fingers.
Maybe she was a crab fisherman.
Denzel Washington.
You know what? You got a good point.
Yeah. She might have been on a ship.
Maybe she lost it after she got finger bang green.
Don't laugh at that.
I'm sorry.
See, this would have been one of those nice.
Green.
No,
I don't like that we're doing the dirtiest show ever.
Yeah, what is
with
that?
With a woman
you,
here.
Tara. I blame you.
So.
Wait, we talked about rape, but it was bad, right?
It
we're talking about
rape.
How rape
yeah,
was bad.
Yeah, rape was bad.
Because we're trying to keep the streak alive of
not
talking
about
it.
It's
upsetting that we have to try to figure out in what context we were talking about.
Yeah, let's bring up the bad shit we talked about on the show, just to address it again.
We have 3 votes for bad, 1 vote for it was good.
No, who voted good?
No, I was kidding.
We got a streak. We got to keep the streak alive. Been good.
You know, I was around in the time of VHS tapes. You
what,
know,
you're 2?
Yeah.
She's rolling her eyes
a
very hard.
Eye roll.
Very
that's
hard.
So Lara right now.
You know, I was around in the time of the 78s.
That was a little Linda Blairish, actually. It looked a little Exorcist.
You were not around.
It was like
VHS tapes.
It was like
when
that,
a big roll.
I'm
sorry.
I don't
know
a VHS.
Like a hot dog.
No, DVDs came out.
One of my prized possessions.
On the thing. It's
7-Eleven. Oh,
it's
7-Eleven rolling. Yes.
You know,
okay. This is a character that should not get traction.
One of my prized possessions was my copy of Spice World on VHS.
Oh, what?
Spice World.
You guys like Spice World?
No.
That's like the channel, right? Where it wasn't Spice World. It was just called
this
Spice
is a
Spice,
Spice Girls movie.
The movie. Yes, this is the movie that I went to with the mentally challenged adult when I was working in that field.
I saw that movie in the Panorama Dome.
And he stood up and he said, I hate this movie and I hate you. And he stormed out and it was really uncomfortable.
I saw it at the Panorama Dome by my lonesome.
That is
same
pathetic.
Theater I saw Evita
that
by myself.
That might be the most pathetic thing you've ever said
there?
On this show.
The Spice Girls?
No.
Did you
Baby Spice was my favorite.
So you had it on VHS.
Yes, I did,
saying.
And it was one of my prized possessions. I have to say, and I was.
Where's that tape now?
Probably in my my childhood bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Do your parents keep your bedroom like the same?
Just the way it was,
like you're dead.
You mean
that's creepy?
Oh.
I don't like it.
Absolutely. I have so many VHS tapes of Disney movies that I was obsessed with in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's very sweet. What was your first rated R movie you guys remember watching?
Cinderella.
Wall Street.
I snuck into the movie theater.
I love Wall Street.
We snuck into a theater and saw 10.
I don't think I've actually seen it.
What's 10?
Bo Derek, Dudley Moore.
Oh,
she has like
Bo
braids
Derek.
And cornrows, and
oh,
I never understood
the
allure.
Yeah.
I never understood the allure.
Oh,
I'm like, why do people like that?
Cornrows on her, not good.
Not
the
good
white people
at all.
Vacation
no,
cornrows.
She's cute.
Yes.
I didn't understand the Bo Derek thing at all.
You know who looks cute in cornrows? Juliette Lewis. Holla.
I thought you were going to say Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Snoop.
I know she looks good. Snoop looks good in cornrows, I bet.
Juliette Lewis, not bad. Yeah, with the cornrows.
She's
not
cute
bad,
with
yeah.
cornrows. She looks like she was like freaky when she was like my age. Like purple hair and
she's
stuff.
Still probably freaky.
Well, she is a Scientologist, so I imagine that's probably true.
Scientologists are good in bed.
I bet. They're fucking crazy, and they're going to want to read your e-meters.
Anyone else we can offend on this here program?
Let me think.
That was funny, by the way.
What is
like, let me read your thetan levels.
Let me see how close to clear you are.
Yeah.
I do want to go to one of their like rallies. That the Going Clear documentary, that like rock star.
Oh, that looks pretty great.
Concert.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty high level to get in.
Pretty fucking metal.
Whoa, I don't know.
There's pyro and like giant like.
It is really cool. Except why do they salute?
It looked like an Iron Maiden concert was going to break out at any
Except
second.
Why do they salute the fucking
because
dude?
They're like
Hubbard.
A navy.
They're in the navy.
Like,
yeah,
it's a navy.
I just don't get it. It was
the
really.
Well, they're gonna sail their ships to space.
That sounds dope.
Star Wars is actually
I'm
about Scientology. Most
really?
People don't know that. Yeah, Luke. Lucas
like
is a big
that.
Scientologist. Is he gonna sue me now?
Did anybody just? Have Star Wars ruined for them right now?
Have you guys seen Battlefield Earth?
No.
No. That's
it's like a really boring Star Wars, but it's like all based on their book.
I don't like that.
It's based on their Bible.
He was a science fiction writer.
Yes. I know.
That's why he's like, write what you know. Right. That's what they tell you.
Oh, well, then that makes it real, though. If he's writing about stuff that he knows, because he knows about science fiction because he is a science.
Maybe he was just familiar with it because he'd written it before and he's.
He was a failed science fiction writer, and he couldn't get stuff published. And
unless he made it religious. And then
MS-13 is now Scientology. What's next? Should we just have a picture of Muhammad up for this episode?
Oh, I made a Karan Karan joke.
That's true.
So I'm the only one that's squeaky clean on this episode.
I think we badmouthed Italians a little bit.
Forget about it.
Chicks with long nipples, not happy.
Nope. Right
they're
now
they're march after us, but we'll know.
Right now they're
3 inches before
they're tucking their
us.
Nipples into their bra.
Yeah, don't nipple shame people, okay?
People missing digits. Not please.
Okay, Tumblr. Let's tone it down.
What's going on with this?
Stop nipple shaming.
What's going on with the Tumblr?
You know, there's like people on. Do I really need to explain? This is a young person thing, okay?
Yeah, apparently. It's I don't like this crossfire.
Like,
I know what Tumblr
understand.
Is. I know
people
what Tumblr is.
People still
but explain
like,
me
enjoy
the joke.
Life would understand.
It's people who are so politically correct that they make everybody around them miserable, just as miserable as them.
How? That's Tumblr?
Yes. I mean, that's not what it's for technically.
I thought it was
but
for
like
18-year-old girls showing their boobs.
Does this have something
what?
To do with you being
Tumblr.
Part of?
What Tumblr are you on?
Yeah, there's Tumblrs out there with the boobs and the girls, right? Yeah.
I've seen some weird-ass Tumblr profiles.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Yeah.
But there are girls on Tumblr
what
who are like-
Tumblr?
Who are like- I'm just gonna-
it's really, this show has
right
to
by.
Be in the explicit section for
there,
sure.
There are girls on Tumblr who feel it's their mission to sift through every single profile on Tumblr, and if somebody says something that's like disparaging against fat people, they'll say, quit fat shaming that girl.
We gotta post this here episode on a Tumblr
or
tomorrow.
Or if they call somebody a slut,
post it on the Tumblr.
You can't slut shame people. I agree with slut shame. People shouldn't
slut shame.
But
then it gets down to the minutia where people are like, you can't shame people that are like Pisces.
Like,
you're Pisces shaming.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, it's people. Okay, here's.
I thought Tumblr was out of business.
Nope.
No, they got bought by Yahoo for like $40
but didn't
billion.
But didn't they have some big shakeup in the last few weeks? What happened?
Somebody got
well,
offended.
Well, one girl called another girl fat, and then.
Wait, was it Tumblr or
was
it the
Reddit?
Reddit. Yeah. That's
what happened
right.
with Reddit?
There's just the whole thing.
What happened to Reddit?
Reddit, that's fine.
Right,
well, why does it seem like you don't want to talk about it?
Look, I had a role in it. That
really?
What?
Oh
are you
God,
talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm gonna lay it out for everybody. All
okay,
right. As far as like everyone getting
out.
Offended,
just tell.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of people in this world who don't feel comfortable unless they're in the victim role.
Stop shaming victims.
All right. And they go around looking for ways to be victimized.
Absolutely.
And it's getting out of fucking control.
It's the way they were raised. Though.
It is out of control.
It's the way they were raised. I have to say.
Well, they need
well,
to
it's
be...
also the internet. They find other people who are like them. Before it used to
and
be...
And then they feel like they have
town,
power in numbers.
Be like, I am a victim, but no one cared because you had no one to talk to and there was only
the
one
whole,
of you.
And this is a very slippery slope, and I understand that I'm going to sound like an old, dumb, ignorant man, but this whole gender thing is getting out of fucking control.
You mean like agender
you're supposed to... You're calling me the wrong pronoun, and I'm offended now because you called me a she.
Okay,
when
you
here,
said slippery slope,
heat.
I thought that was like a Vietnamese slam.
Now you're fucked.
There
now
you
you're
go.
No longer.
Thank you.
Now you're no longer squeaky clean on this episode.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Can we edit
we
my
hit
part
the
out?
Asians.
Welcome
we hit the Asians.
To the fam.
Who else? Who else we got left?
We haven't really gone hard on white people.
We do that just by opening our mouths.
It's not possible. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forget
hell
about
yeah.
it.
White people.
Boo.
White people.
Yeah. Why am I saying white people like a black man?
White people. This is
wake
this
up,
is
white
strange.
People.
Thank God we're the show's coming to an end.
Excuse me, I'm 118th Wampanoag. I'll have you all know.
Wampanoag. That sounds like a slur against Indians.
With a G. Wampanoag.
Isn't that the Indians from Parks and Rec? No, that's Wampanoag. That's like exactly the same thing.
Maybe it was based
on
the Wampanoag.
Are you making that up?
Wampagong.
No, Wampanoag.
I don't think I believe you.
Wampa. N-O-A-G.
Who wants to try this?
Every time you punch me, you tell me it's because you're Irish.
It's because I have a fiery temper. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah.
You say every time like it's often.
It's happened quite a bit.
If you could punch me, you would punch me.
Well, you have a tattoo of battered Mike on your neck.
That's right. That's right.
That's what we call a callback.
You know what the callbacks?
We call it that.
I hate the callback.
I hate it now too.
Yeah, callbacks are they're cheesy, right? They're easy. It's low hanging fruit.
Hey, forget about it.
Hey.
You do like them, see?
It's also how poorly Mike did it.
I don't know how to do accents. I don't know how to do accents.
You're the most Italian. Your name is Miguel Caran.
It's not Miguel.
It's Keith.
Keith Carano. Hey, touch the hair on my chest.
Hey, guys, I'd like to play you a portion of our podcast.
Just touch the hair on my chest.
I got a medallion. I call it porno.
Hey, you got the pizza breath.
Oh, thank God the show's coming to a close.
That was funny.
Because, yeah, we can't behave like this in the future.
Why did you open up that fancy feast? Are you hungry?
Hey, wait, yeah. Why did you open up?
Yeah,
why did
you open it up?
Can I not?
Why does it look like soup?
Weird. You just like propped it up like you're gonna.
It looks like
partake.
Soup. It looks like soup on the front.
It's called
you
broth.
Know, this is something I heard years ago. Years ago, I heard this, and it's still true in my mind. More than half of all pet food is bought by the elderly who can't afford to buy real food.
Oh, no.
That cannot be true. Those numbers
cannot be true. That's why they make the pictures look so good. Okay. And all those ads are aimed at old people.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
No.
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's true.
Did you hear this? George Norrie?
I think it was on 60 Minutes when I was a child.
You can get two tacos for a dollar at Del Taco. Fucking cat food is like $2.
No. It's cheaper. Like 69. That was free. Right there.
You got a good point.
Yeah.
I do believe that old people are poor.
And they
sorry, I didn't mean to say what I was about to Greg. I'm laughing. But
oh, we're hitting old people.
They are so poor.
Yeah, get
them. They are not all poor.
A lot of them are really poor.
No, a lot of people are poor. A lot of people are poor. Most people your age are poor.
A lot of old people are fucking poor, though.
Most people your age are poor.
That's why they shop at Goodwill a lot.
No.
Well, they also give to Goodwill.
Rather than like hipsters, then you see like actual people who go to Goodwill because they need to.
Yeah.
They need cheap shit.
Right. It is cheap.
It is cheap. And you know what? The clothes are not. You know, it's the weird part, though. I've been in Goodwill before, and I've been like, this is a cute shirt. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the tag, and I'm like, oh, there's somebody's initials. This person was alive, and now is not. And the hospital gave their clothes away to Goodwill. And you have to put initials on clothes so they know.
In the hospital, you do, right?
Yep.
So what?
But if you wear those clothes, you harness the power.
Right. It's like an episode of Buffy. It's like, it's cool.
Yeah, I don't like.
I only buy Goodwill clothes with initials on the tags.
I don't wear used clothes.
What if you were like,
you're like grossed
OCD
out by it.
And you had to only buy clothes that had your initials, so you just searched all the thrift stores.
You're constantly on the road.
Technically, you're wearing used clothes right now.
Nope.
Are those new?
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to end of conversation.
Mic drop.
Wrapping it up.
M-I-C, not M-I-K.
I think that's a great idea for a TV show where you could just drive around the country and that's your thing. You're like a monk. And you can't wear clothes that don't have your initials, but you won't buy clothes without initials.
Right.
And then your friends scam you by writing initials in clothes and donating them.
I was gonna say, I feel like I oversold the idea that there are initials written on tags because I've only seen it probably four or five times.
I see it on my because I usually only buy my underwear from thrift stores. Tidy whities.
Yeah.
And they have initials on them.
That's a broken in.
That's a good joke.
They're already broken in.
Yep.
The elastic's a little loose.
It's mostly true, just long brown S's. On
hey,
the
Tyler, back. We're not a show.
Okay, this is disgusting. The show's even grossing me
out.
Let's
just finish the show. And just never. What are you doing?
Funny.
Is it Tara? Why is she encouraging?
It's funny.
I've had a long day.
It is funny.
I've had a very long day. I was delirious at like 6. So this is me delirious 6 hours after being delirious.
He was at YouTube all day.
It's like that guy.
Oh, today was you're at YouTube all day.
It's YouTube
today.
Yeah.
Were you tubing yourself all day?
I was tubing.
Did you see PewDiePie's face?
But Tyler Oakley and Jenna Marbles.
I don't know what's going on.
Jenna
what's
Marbles. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Who are they? Do they have Tumblr accounts?
Yes, they do.
Uh-huh. She's fat? She's defending her fatness?
She's not fat.
I don't even understand what Tumblr is.
You know what we should have just called blogs? The first 150 episodes of the show? It just occurred to me a couple days ago. This should be like the second phase of the show, the after disaster. The first phase should have been called the drunken disaster.
Yeah.
Like the first movement, right? The first...
I think it was only about the first 100 shows, though.
All right. And we did, you know, a couple
All right. Details.
Yeah, details.
Yeah. It's funny how, of all the stuff we've done in our lives, if you look back at just the numbers, just the mere fact that once a week we did a show for 100 weeks
it's
in a
like
row
the most I've ever
and got hammered every
anything.
Single week, that seems yeah. like a lot.
It's
but
so
it wasn't.
Funny.
It wasn't.
It was just
normal.
One day a week. Yeah. Yeah.
And now we're having vinegar sips.
That's right.
Yeah, Mike is drinking some kind
vinegar,
of concoction.
It's pretty
concoction.
Good, though.
One I'm part vinegar. Vinegar.
I need one next week. Can you bring me one?
Two yeah. parts water. Is that what it is? Two parts water, one part vinegar.
Yeah, but I way diluted it down because...
Mike and I were Foley artists most of the day.
Yes, we were.
It was pretty fun.
With the emphasis on artists.
Did yeah. you smash cabbages?
No, I'm not
smash
making...
cabbages. Oh, is that the sound of people punching each other?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You didn't make a karate film?
I didn't
film?
Know. I thought
well, you
they
know what they do?
Meat.
They take, a lot of times they'll take celery and they'll wrap it in a chamois, a wet chamois. Mm. That's
and
a good
go.
Sound. Yeah. That makes a good
That's movie. Awesome.
You know, I'm having a really hard time getting the fire the flame to sound like it's been extinguished. I almost lit fire to my.
I can help you with that.
I almost lit fire to my kitchen after you
when
left.
I fart out my dick.
Hey, Tyler!
Like
stop it. God, and then don't look to her for approval.
So I know. It's funny.
You're such
good.
Assholes. You're just completely
you're
ruining
giving
the
how,
But
I
how
want.
Were you going to extinguish that flame in your sink?
I did.
How, though? Like with a rag or something?
No, I took the wick and I put it straight in the...
It's
in
gonna
the,
be smaller.
Oh. Suck my wick.
But it just sounded like a lot of feedback and crackling. It didn't really sound like a good...
I don't know. Yeah.
Why don't you just Google...
Didn't it sound like Tyler's dick
sound.
Farts?
Dick farts.
All right,
stop. This is grossing me out and I'm not going to be able to sleep.
I blame you for that, Tyler.
You're going to be laying in bed. I can't sleep. There's dicks farting in my head.
I'm constantly just lifting my head looking at my dick.
Hey, we are that show, and it's unfortunate.
Do you know what I do that I may have mentioned
before? It's called wiener whistles.
I was trying to think of like what weird penis things would keep me up.
Copyright that. Copyright.
All right, got another case for the willy whistles.
It's the name of the new podcast, Wiener Whistles.
No.
Do you guys, I'm dead serious.
I know you are.
And I brought this up, I think.
Hey,
I'd
like
meant
to thank
to
everyone for buying the Destination
Yeah.
Disaster.
Still available at bit.ly.com/DestinationDisaster. Capitalize those D's.
Just,
if you know what I'm saying.
Is there a link you can send people to? Because that sounds way too complicated.
Yeah, well, how do you get it?
Bit.ly.com.
Bit.ly.com.
Bit.ly. Oh, that's the thing that I always see on tweets, right? Like it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's what that is. Is that an actual website?
It's how you shorten things. I do it every day.
Bit.ly.com. And yes. They're just going to, we're on the homepage?
It's actually bit.ly.
Bit.
Oh, I don't like
ly?
That. Yeah. Well,
.ly.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Bit.ly.
I think Bit.ly flows better than bit.ly.
I thought we were on Gumshoe.
It's a good
road.
Name for a dog.
We are
Bit.ly.
On Gumroad. Bit.ly's a URL shorter where I can Bit.ly. See where the clicks come from. I can see if people clicked on Twitter.
So
or
what do people do
Facebook.
If they're sitting at the computer right now and they want to know more about this Destination Disaster, which is not perfect, by the way. We're going to make the next one much better. That's it's going to be tighter. Finished. It's going to be better. It's going to be good. It's going to be more focused. It's going to be good. However,
more,
this one.
More willy whistles?
There's Tyler, no. But this one, people seem to like. I don't. I think I'd be pissed. This is the worst sell ever.
Yeah. I don't want to back you up, but maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
people might love the bonus. The bonus might be the most valuable part.
There's some funny stuff in the bonus.
You're never been funnier.
Filling up
that sounded
you get a
super
taste,
genuine.
You get a taste of Anderson's You're, upcoming Netflix special.
Netflix?
Yeah.
What were you saying, Mike? I'm intrigued.
I don't know.
Why is Mike so little right now?
Yeah, why are you sitting down so low? I'm sitting up real straight and high.
I sometimes when I go to sleep at night, I face my penis up so the tubes inside don't get crimped or bent.
That sounds logical.
I'm
though,
very serious.
Also.
Oh, but if you're seeing,
do you also iron
right
it in the mornings?
Like years and years of always facing down, I'm like, that's got to be bad on the inside.
I don't
it's
think
like, face
that's
it up.
It's one of those things the doctors don't tell you.
Exactly. There's a
you're
lot of stuff.
You're supposed to hang
upside
down 4 hours a day so that your dick.
I was gonna say you're supposed to remain
out.
Erect at all times, so it's straight.
Tyler just snorted.
Dick cages that people put on
guys,
so they don't
what,
get boners.
Are we really that sophomoric?
Have you seen that?
Apparently, this is the most sophomoric. I think I can remember the
have
show.
You, be honest with me.
Yeah.
As long as we're being sophomoric.
Okay.
And this is a serious question because you're Mike. You're a man who drives around town with a cup between his legs.
Yeah.
To keep your
yeah.
balls.
Are you
from
still
your,
doing that?
No, I haven't done it in a while, but I got.
But you have done it.
I
you did
the,
buy a cup for that purpose.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What?
Let the record reflect.
Have you ever thought about?
You knew that.
Me.
You saw that cup in my glove compartment.
That was to put between your legs, so you're
not like.
Wait,
a
so
coffee
your balls
cup.
Don't do what?
Touch.
What do they do? Touch what?
Thighs.
I don't want my balls to touch my thighs.
What are you, some like anorexic model now? You want a thigh gap so your balls don't touch your thighs?
Can we not shame the thigh gap community?
Don't skinny shame people. But that's like a chick thing to do. Like, I don't like it
when
I my
told you
touch.
About this completely. I told you when I went and bought the cup and I told
Light
you
the
I, didn't,
reflect.
I don't like my legs. I don't like my thighs pushing on my balls.
He's worried about them just specific. Getting smashed.
I was just going to say like
welcome
to
balls.
I've logged about I've probably realistically I've worn the cup in the car probably 20 hours.
Mm-hmm. And my
you about 20 hours logged on this bad boy.
What was it?
I put my vape
lightly
in the,
used
in the glove box and I realized it was touching his cup.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Right after. It was pretty upsetting.
Do you put it in your pants?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, why?
You don't have to put it in your pants.
I wedge it in
have
my
you ever thought
in
about
my pants and then I
getting
that
like a cod piece, like from Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah, I have thought
that'd
about
probably
that.
Be pretty good. Yeah. That's a fashion statement too. Yeah. It'd be ballsy.
You know,
oh,
it's
get
interesting. I just read an article on BuzzFeed. Sorry, I don't mean to change the subject.
No,
you can
fine.
Change
I
it right back if you want to.
I have
totally
one more question
understand.
For Mike. We will.
On BuzzFeed, they had a compilation of
27 Willy whistles. You can't wait to hear
Roger Ebert reviews that he's given to like classic films, and one of them was A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, I could see that.
And one of them was Kick-Ass, and one of them was Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, he's not a violent guy. He didn't like violence. It turned his stomach.
Well, fooey.
Yeah, churned his stomach. Turned it. Hey, one of my favorite things ever was a ad campaign for Lost Highway. David Lynch's Lost Highway. Shot in part at the Armagosa Opera House.
Which is, you can...
Lost Highway, but the ad campaign went like this. Two thumbs down. Two more great reasons to go see Lost Highway.
That's pretty
good. You gotta
good.
Love
cool.
that.
Yeah. That's great.
Mike, honestly.
Yes. Yeah, whatever
tell me,
want.
Have you ever considered putting your penis in a splint to prevent that crinkling from happening?
It's
has
not, it's not crinkling. There's tubes inside that are carrying fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want them always bent down. I want to even it out.
You don't understand that no one in this room, I understand one of us doesn't.
You mean like so it's always sticking straight out?
Tyler and I have no idea what you're talking about. I think most of the listeners don't have any idea.
But if I could be completely honest with
you,
this is not
going to
happen. I'm
it.
Not going to be this weirdo guy.
Hey, forget about
but
it.
If I could do it and have it my way, I would have some sort of device that kept my thighs from touching my testicles, and then I would have a little teeny pillow for my balls and a little teeny pillow for my penis.
Can I say one thing that might make you feel better?
I see. I have such respect for his genitalia.
Your intestines.
Would it be purple pillow?
How many,
it's a little king.
How many feet of intestines do we have in our bodies?
I don't
like
know.
20
feet,
to the moon and
like
back
that?
Or something.
So when you eat,
I'm trying to be
16
helpful.
Years later, it finally comes out.
I'm trying to be helpful.
No, it's something like 3 yards, yeah.
That shit is curled and coiled
yeah,
all up in your body.
Good
that
point.
Shit, literally.
And do you
Tyler.
Feel the need to iron out your small...
Okay.
If there was a way, he probably would. He'd turn into like a
worm
man. You're
going to get such a complex
okay.
now.
Okay, okay take your guy. Hand. Your hand.
All right.
Yes.
Taking the hand.
And it's
taking
like, it. Open it up like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think if you left your hand like that all the time, that would be troubling? Or does every once in a while you want to rest it like this and get the
tubes? What you're saying is the opposite.
You're saying
the
opposite,
opposite
though.
Of
you're clenching your fist.
Yeah.
You're
want your,
saying you
want
to curl up your penis.
To be straight all the time.
No, I don't want it to be straight. I don't
want
the tubes to get crimped. If you have a hose and you're constantly bending it down all the time, eventually it's going to something's going to go wrong.
Science.
It's
we are the masters of science, Tara. Are you
yeah,
familiar?
We're going to change the show. We're going to call it the Masters of Science. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That sounds like a metal band.
We're talking about how fucked the world would be if there was actually
that's
a scenario.
That's the Masters of Reality, by the way.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it sounds like a cool metal
where
band.
Where we were decreed the Masters of Science.
Yep.
Like how fucked the world would have
would
to get to.
Would not have anything.
And then we wrapped up the discussion with...
All right, guys, first things first. Everyone needs to straighten out their wiener for 4 hours a day. Got to keep those tubes straight.
Because it's like a hose, and that can be bad.
I was just going to say, just like exercise it.
Do you
want
to know something that came up in regards to the Masters of Science conversation?
I would like to know something that came up in regards to the Masters of Science conversation.
When none of us knew how air conditioning worked, and none of us
we
looked it up.
We kind
of
did. What? I remember this conversation.
The cold air out.
I've been thinking about it
like
for a
the
week.
Hot air out.
I've been thinking about like how does it work, but
we
I've been
had
too lazy to Google
right?
it.
No, it just spits out a little freon at a time, and that freon you
doesn't
can,
spit
you
it
can
out.
Condense it.
No,
that's why you run out of it.
I think there's a compressor
that you can like
inhale and
inhale
it makes you feel like you're dead for like 30 seconds. I used to do it all the time.
Like you're dead.
My buddy and I were so fucking hardcore.
Are you a juggalo?
kind of felt like one, because like before we go to raves, we go to parties.
Oh, we should go after the Juggalos.
And we'd sit around and we'd make fun of everyone for drinking. Like, oh, yeah, you're drinking. You guys think you're so badass. We're going to rave later. We're going to do fucking ecstasy,
God,
man.
Insufferable.
Meth
and gyrate to Depeche Mode.
It wasn't Depeche Mode.
They're
going to
play Duran Duran.
I'm the one and only Dominator. So, and then we found out this new, my buddy's actually the one that figured it out, but we'd take trash bags and a key, and we'd go to whatever party we were at, whatever house party, and we'd go find the air conditioning unit, and we'd use the key to fill up the garbage bag with Freon, and then we'd huff it. And you felt like I think you would die. Like, my lips turned blue. My friend had to, like, slap me across the face a few times.
So it's because you're Mad Max.
I know, it's because you're inhaling, like, concentrated air conditioning.
Yeah.
So you're just, like,
it's
freezing
really,
cold.
Really, really, really bad for you.
Yeah, it sounds
awful. And I think it probably
stops
your heart. But I remember you could feel, like, your head fall, like, 9 times. And everything, it was like nitrous, but, like, much more intense.
It sounds hardcore.
And we would laugh and thought it was so funny. And then we made fun of people for drinking beer. We're like, we're doing Freon because we're cool. You guys can drink your beers. You guys are nerds.
Hey, my teeth fell out. The way I think it works is, I think since all air conditioners have a compressor, I think it just puts pressure on the Freon.
Let's continue
and the result
to
is
wax poetic about it without looking it up.
Everything's going to kill you. I mean,
Jared, do you have a science question for the Masters of Science?
Yeah, would you like to propose a question?
We'd be happy to enlighten you.
Yep. Bring it on.
Let me think. Like a real science question or like a funny science question?
Yeah. Then it calls the Masters of Science because we're jokes.
Ask us anything.
We're not the funny Masters of Science.
No, we're serious.
That's right.
We're not the comedians of science.
We come from the science building.
Did you like Thomas Dolby as well?
Yes.
Me too.
He's blinding me with science.
I wish I had a question. I don't really think about
science that often. Did the Howard the Duck theme song.
I don't know what it is.
No, but Thomas Dolby did it.
Oh.
Yeah. Howard.
Whatever happened to Dolby at the beginning of movies and you're like, whoa.
It still happens.
Is that like the THX thing? Like, and you're like, ah! And I was
well,
a kid,
THX overrode Dolby.
Was that your science question? Because the answer is yes.
That's right.
That's
a good science question, and we answered
it. You guys answered it really well.
Is it like the THX?
Hey, guys, what is...
That's clearly science.
How do you guys explain...
Tell Bill Nye to get off the phone. We already answered the question.
He's on the phone?
How do you guys explain, like, perpetual motion?
There is no such thing.
But
case
there
closed.
There absolutely is.
No, there's
there
not.
Has to
not
be.
I can prove it right now.
There's not.
Go ahead. Please. Don't fucking touch your phone. I'm watching you. All don't right. even.
Grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right. Watch this. The listeners at home, I'm throwing my wallet in the air. Did the wallet stop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's not a good.
Well, give us
it
an
stopped.
Example.
Perpetual
you think
motion.
There is no such thing as perpetual motion.
The burden of
perpetual
proof
motion.
Is on
motion.
You.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My wallet
science.
Stopped.
No, there's not.
Mike.
Everything is physics, and everything.
everything is physics.
No, but there is no perpetual motion. Every action
is the reaction.
How do you explain an object in motion tends to stay in motion?
Yeah, but eventually it runs out. It doesn't have perpetual
motion.
That's
not true.
Have you guys seen Gravity? It keeps going.
Have you guys ever watched a cartoon show ever in your lives?
Yeah.
I
have.
That's made up by gym owners. Object in motion, stay in motion, buddy.
The famous animator, gym owner.
Are you thinking of like that gym chain that I think is out of business? That Bodies Rest in Motion.
No, you know how they always say like
bodies
if you don't keep
rest
your.
In motion.
Oh yeah,
no,
bodies in motion.
Bodies in motion. Yeah.
Get up, get your body.
Is that
going.
A gym or is that that exhibit?
It was a gym.
Is that that exhibit where they cut the bodies in?
Those
there?
Little no, dolphin bodies. Doodads that spin around all by themselves. Yeah. You can just go like that. And you, oh yeah, but you're tipping it. That's right. How about the one of those little things where the ball's not?
They eventually stop. They eventually stop.
Newton's cradle.
Do we know this? To be a fact.
They're on millions of desks.
Newton's cradle.
Did you think someone would be like, hey? It's been like 30 years. This one hasn't stopped.
No one's lying in bed going, will you stop that clacking noise from the other room?
Hey, best part of that movie, Pacific Rim, which is not a very good movie, was when they're in a massive robot fight and then the arm goes through like this building, this office building, and then it's just ping on one of the little Newton's cradles. It was pretty fucking great. And then it started the little Newton's cradle.
It was
a massive robot and it's like ding. Do you guys have any idea?
No. Didn't Guillermo del Toro
produce
it or something?
He directed it and it was horseshit. It's very upsetting.
But I thought some people liked it a lot.
They're called Logan.
Yep, they.
They call me Logan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some children liked it because they didn't know better.
Yeah.
Oh, harsh.
It's kind of true. Well, kids are dumb.
There we go. We hit the kids. Kids are fucking stupid.
The Masters of Science.
Kids are dumb. They're also really mean.
Yeah,
oh, kids
mean
are really
and dumb.
Mean.
They've
super
got no
mean.
Filters. They say the meanest shit.
You know what kids said to me at camp last
week? We should hit them.
I talked about it last week, but I'll get your reaction. asked me if I used to be a cop.
Did you used to be a cop?
That's what he asked me, right?
Yeah.
I said no. It was offensive.
Was he cop shaming?
Oh, I thought you were asking me to ask you.
No. I'm telling you what a kid. His name was Eric. He asked me this last week. He said, hey, so you used to be a cop? And I said, no. And I was upset because fuck cops. You know, straight out of the Compton
fan. Yeah. Right?
Fuck the police. And it occurred to me like 10 minutes later, I'm like, wait, why does he think that I used to be a cop? So, hey, Eric, why do you think I used to be a cop? And he goes, well, you're too old to be a cop now. What the fuck?
Well, that's not that bad.
He's ranked up to detective.
You know what? You saying that's not that bad makes me think that there might be some truth to it.
No, all I'm saying is that when you're like, how old was this guy?
He's a kid. He was like 14.
When I was 14, I thought anybody over the age of 30 was old as shit.
Yeah.
Like,
so
really?
So you're saying that I look like I'm over 30? That's hurtful.
Oh, come
on. I'm kidding, Tara.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
No, but they're dicks in many other ways.
I honestly, yeah, I'd like really to believe that awful. If the three of us walked into a police station to apply for a job, they'd be like, you need to be 18, boys.
Can I see your ID, fellas, youngins?
They'd be like three cool guys to go undercover and bust up a motorcycle
gang. Wait a minute.
Gang.
Hey, we don't need the master's sides in here.
I think it's not terrible to spank your kids.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I'm not sure.
Where did that come from?
Oh, Mike was saying we should hit them. And I was thinking, well, there's like a limit, but I was spanked and I think I turned out all right.
Yeah.
I was beaten and I kind of came out fucked.
Not so. Spanking.
I was spanked probably like five times.
Right. Same. But it was like, oh shit, this is some serious shit. Like, we've got it.
You
got to
save the spankings for like special occasions. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't spank too hard, but just like,
guess
scare
what? Special occasion.
You know what sucks? I can't remember my first R-rated movie. I can't, because I saw so many of them at such a young age. I have no, it's like seeing the ocean for the first time. I grew up in a coastal region, so I don't remember seeing it.
Did you ever see that movie, Small Soldiers?
Yes.
Is that?
I don't think it's R-rated, though, is it?
Maybe it's PG-13.
Yeah, I would think it is. Kind of let me down. It wasn't very good. It was like a PG-13 version of Toys, but
yeah,
that was good.
I like Toys.
Toys is great. Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm surprised you like that.
I love Toys.
Mike, wow. Mike is strangely obsessed.
Oh,
with
I'm thinking of Toy Story. I'm stupid. I hated Toys. Toys was awful. And Toys is Robin Williams, right? Wearing the fucking hat and wandering around with the blue sky.
There's a song. Sorry. Was it a Tori Amos song that was playing?
Yeah, I love that whole opening.
I'm sorry. Oh, Toy Story. What the hell? Am I getting old?
No.
Too old to be a cop?
Nope.
Which is definitely not on the force.
I can't remember what the speed limit's supposed to be. Is he going too fast?
You guys want
to
do a new podcast? Call it Police Talk.
Okay.
We should call it Police Science.
Police Science, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
With Detective Cowan.
Tara just gave me a look. I'm not into it.
Professor Carano.
I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in your question.
And MC
your science question.
I know. I can't think of anything.
Perpetual
I think
motion.
So rarely about science. I have no, like,
because you're a girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All I think about is shopping and ironing and cooking all the time. It's very strange.
I didn't know you ironed.
I do iron. I do. I enjoy it, in fact.
I think Mike is implying that he has a penis you should iron. Because it's the wires are getting crinkled.
I don't want my penis ironed. I'm just saying I don't want it squished up all the
steamed?
Time.
Steamed.
You want a steamer.
Steamed.
That was like early in the program's history. Yeah, I remember you talking about your wars with the steamer. You ended up having battles with it.
Bought a steamer and immediately burned the fuck out of myself and returned it.
Returned it because you burned
it
the fuck
out of yourself?
It
had warnings everywhere. Hot, hot, hot. And I immediately just went, pshaw! And I fucking burned myself bad.
You know what's the best is we're not supposed to be doing this show anymore. We have no right being in here. We have no business being in here.
We have sort of a God's right.
But we got a memo circulated to us.
Yeah,
tonight.
It's a security guard.
That's pretty legit. You guys should be proud of that.
What's that?
That you guys got a memo.
Well, I mean, it was kind of handed to us.
I know,
from, like,
but even
area.
So, it's more personal that way.
But we are so fucking loud. There's no doubt that they hear us. They're trying to do actual broadcasts, like, and right across the hall. We are so fucking loud in here. There's no doubt that they're like annoyed.
Just slip them
but
a couple
put
dollar
up with us.
Bills.
Yeah. But they have no idea that we shouldn't even be in here. Like, that fucking show comes in here once a week, and they always like make noises, and they're slipping cockroaches out the door, and they think we don't notice.
They're slipping a shiny nickel, huh?
And they're probably just like hoping that like we get canceled or something.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Their ratings can't be good.
Those guys, once they get canceled, we'll be on
easy
street.
There's this weird black morning show that comes in. And,
you know what? This is a big boy. The big boy does this program in this, or he did for a while in these various studios.
Yeah. BOI?
Big boy?
BOI? Is it BOI?
Is it BOI? No, it's BOY. What are you doing? It's B B-O-Y.
Yeah,
B-O-Y.
It's B-O-Y.
It's B-O-Y, yeah.
If someone says isn't B-O-Y, B-O-Y or B-O-Y one more
it's
time.
B-O-Y. I? Y.
Pew-pew.
As the masters of science, we vote B-O-Y.
So,
I think science covers spelling.
I just overrode your guys' votes with a wee.
We cover language, though. So
we do.
Spelling is a subset of language.
We're the masters of
linguistics. Do they speak any other language other
yes.
than English?
Yes.
Yeah. Scientists?
Yeah.
See.
I speak German.
Chung chung ping
oh, chung
ya!
Oh, my God.
Does who speak
Dios
any other language?
Mio.
I speak Vietnamese.
What?
Speaking Vietnamese.
I think it's Chinese. And then you say Vietnamese.
How about you, Anderson?
I don't speak any other language. No.
We suck.
Yeah.
I don't either. I mean, I speak a little French.
Genki tsuka.
What?
Okanjo?
Okanjo.
Hey, you know what I could say? I could say hello in Russian.
How is that?
Здравствуйте.
That's a fucking mouthful. No wonder they're so angry.
Do you have to roll your eyes like that while you say it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to lower your voice.
You know what?
Like,
that's why they're pissed, because they don't say hello to each other, because it's too much of a mouthful.
Or you could
so
say privyet, which means like, hey.
Generations of not saying hello, breeds contempt.
And then yes, of course, is da.
All right, so what's hello again?
Which one? Hey or
the
hello?
Big one.
Her eyes started to go back into her head, and then she just had to stop to ask what you wanted.
Zdra.
Uh-huh.
Zdra.
Dvoy.
Dvoy.
Tia. Like a T-S. Tia.
Dravoitia.
Okay, and what's the hey?
Privyet.
That's still too much, right?
It's like, hey.
That's like eight syllables to say hey.
You know, Japanese, I'm pretty sure yes and no are hi and I, or something like that. They're very similar.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Which could be problematic.
I would have my abs would be sore after spending time in Japan because saying hi hey. Is and they say it after like every fucking word.
You could
too.
Just speak English. I'm constantly doing sit-ups.
What was that sound?
I'm doing sit-ups while I'm in Japan. That's why my abs are gonna be sore
hey.
With her.
Hi. Hey.
Okay.
What is no in Japanese?
What now? Is no in Russian? You're about to go there.
Нет.
Нет. Нет.
And what was yes?
Да.
Oh, yeah.
Нет means нет.
So I'm going to Europe, right?
Yeah.
Where are you
in
going?
October?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Have you been brushing up on your languages?
No.
Wee wee, CC.
I got to take the wife because she graduated. Actually, today was her last day of school.
Oh,
so,
I got to go to Europe.
Oh,
I promised her that I'd go to Europe with her. I'd make sure that she got to Europe because it's been a long time. She hasn't been in a long time. I've never been. So I'm like, we'll take it next. We haven't been able to do shit really together for the last couple of years. So now, and I don't want to go. I feel like I have no business spending this kind of money, and it's ridiculous.
Where are you going?
Our nest egg is just being peeled out and just spread all over Europe.
That sounds hot.
yeah. But we're going to
You're spreading your egg all over Europe.
Paris to Prague to Venice.
Oh, Prague.
To Serbia.
Okay, I'm sorry. That sounds fucking great.
No, Croatia.
What is this?
Croatia.
Oh.
To up those Balkans.
Greece,
huh?
To Turkey, to Switzerland, back to Paris.
Did you need to go to that many places?
Yeah, we're going a lot
of
places.
Are you like a rock band in the 80s?
I cut Amsterdam and Vienna out. I want to do those
Amsterdam.
Two.
Amsterdam is
point
out.
Point is, you can get over there for super cheap, right?
Just take a train.
Getting back is
no,
just
the train sucks.
Take a Viking cruise. You don't even have to
no,
get on the
I
Viking
wanted the Viking cruise. It yeah, but 12
go to Disneyland instead.
You can get where for cheap?
12 days.
Yeah, Disney World.
You
just make
get,
a trip to Orlando.
You can get to Copenhagen.
If you go to Disneyland, you can
Copenhagen
visit the Matterhorn,
for like
bucks. New Orleans.
Yeah, you get to Copenhagen for $400. You could have gotten to Paris. I could have flown to Paris for like $600 round trip.
You can eat some baguettes, some croissant.
But I didn't go with that trip. I didn't go with that air because it was some airline called Aeroflight, right? Which is a Russian airline.
Aeroflot, and you have to go to Moscow.
And you got
to
every flight,
no
matter where you're going,
way.
You could be going L.A. to San Diego, and they're going to take you to Moscow. They're going to take you through Moscow, and we would have had an 18-hour layover in fucking Moscow, which would have been awesome if I was flying and I was a single man and I was just going to rough it and deal, and. A lot of people do this. I was on message boards, and people are like thinking like I was like, oh, this would be cool. Like 18 hours, I can maybe get out, take a cab, and go see the Kremlin or something. I got my layover. Nope. They don't let you out of the airport unless you like write ahead and ask for like a visa. So
and it's like $150 or something.
That's
so
fucked.
So people are just sitting there in the airport with Snowden for like 18 hours. With Snowden. I was trying to be relevant.
Does he still live there?
I think he's out.
So relevant.
That movie
bro.
Sucks balls.
Ah,
you
she liked
so?
It.
Citizen
I
4.
It. I thought it was good.
Oh, so boring.
It was boring.
I don't care. I'm in a hotel.
They sure did. They let tension mount like crazy though.
It was a documentary.
Was it very tense?
What was the tension? Really?
Yeah. Like when there were like phone calls and he would just look at the camera like a deer in the headlights. Like it's probably Putin or whoever.
He was just in his hotel room.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch is doing that Julian Assange.
Assange. Julian Assange.
Julian Assange.
I feel like this show is over.
Oh, wow, because I was talking the show's
I
over?
I think that sounds really
fun. You were
singing
that French song.
You're going to have so much fun. But you don't
Little Frenchman. What's the Frenchman song that you sing?
Little Frenchman.
What the little Frenchman?
Straightens out his dick.
No, now you're just
I don't
solid,
straighten out my dick. I don't like pressure, undue pressure being put on
and
my
now
testicles.
Now when I'm singing to no children at camp, I'm going to think of that. And it's
Prague is going to be bitching.
That's where Hostel takes place, I think, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Where are you guys staying? Are you guys staying in hostels? Like nice
no,
hostels?
What?
Like hostels? Nice hostels. A lot of hostels
you
have your own room.
I was looking on TripAdvisor today. It's absurd how cheap it is. Like,
it's obscene.
It's $28 gets you like a one-bedroom apartment for the night. Like a nice one. $211. Look, you got to see this place.
In Prague?
In Prague. I don't understand. There's like shoots.
Because Prague isn't euro, so your dollar is worth like
a big $211
gets me like a five-bedroom, some kind of condo right in the middle of town. And not that I'm going to go with this place. And there's like, it's like an architectural masterpiece. Like there's like giant beams of wood going all through the apartment that you have to like navigate around, but it's fucking artistic and awesome looking.
There's got to be some like weird dark underbelly in that town for it to
be so cheap. Of course there is. They shoot tons of pornography there.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
In Prague?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of business women.
Oh, yeah, a lot of check girls.
A lot of people who... never mind.
I'm going to try and get some... stop it. Tyler, what are you doing? Hey!
How'd you get that?
That's cool. Sounds great.
I want the little green frog one day. Well, it's totally different. It's different than our version.
Well, you guys probably screwed it up.
Do you guys think... never mind. This is too wholesome of a song to...
Fuck you.
Do you think, what about
no, I was just
going to
say,
slaves?
It seems like the pornography in Europe would be a lot of like women smoking while having sex with dudes because that's a turn on to some people.
I saw a movie called Hot Girls Wanted. You ever heard of it?
Yes, absolutely.
We saw it.
Oh, you guys watched it?
Yeah.
Depressing.
Depressing, especially because those girls, you see them with their makeup on and you're like, yeah, I guess they're like fuckables. Like, you know, they're like, well, they're like girl next door fuckable looking. Yeah. And then with their makeup off, you're like, oh my God, this looks like my little sister.
Yeah,
this looks like
kid.
It's really like disturbing.
You have a little sister?
That was weird.
This is a super funny joke. You killed that one. You killed it. It landed and then it just sat. And
it wasn't a joke.
And,
are you saying that when they're dolled up, they look like sex objects? And then when they're not, you're like, oh, you're like a real person?
Uh huh, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Sweet. Uh-oh, she tells her dad.
Tumblr's going to get sick
on me.
Are
you makeup shaming?
we got to end
the
show.
Girl next door shaming? Why? Why
we
got to
finish
it?
No.
Let's keep going. Let's do one of those nights, remember? Nah. Remember we'd get the fire in our eyes?
Uh-huh.
We'd feel the loins of our youth.
We got something to do
youth.
Tomorrow, though. We got something to do. We got a long fucking day.
Yeah.
Three of us got to hook up tomorrow.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. We're doing a destination.
I feel I'm filled with regrets because I think this show is way too dirty.
This one tonight?
I think it's great. Yeah.
It's okay.
Every now and again.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this show.
Like
if somebody
one.
Were to say, how was the show last night? Oh, well, we talked about penis farts.
Hey, forget about it.
Hey, forget about it.
That's it to you.
I did a really offensive Vietnamese impression.
Yeah,
that
okay, Mike,
maybe
nobody
speaking.
Asked for you to do that
maybe
impression.
I,
and you just
maybe
totally
I've been
offered it up.
Studying for years, and that was flawless Vietnamese.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. One of my favorite comments you ever made was, you're not racist, that's how they all sound. He said, I'm not racist, they all sound exactly like that. And he was serious. He was 100% adamant. In earnest in his belief that what he was saying was accurate and okay.
He also thinks it's funny to mispronounce the word pho. He's like, pho? We're going to go get pho?
I'm glad that you interpret my stupidity as me being funny.
Well,
I kind of get
corrected
it
you like
you
three
know what,
times.
Though, Tara? Like, I know that it's pho, but you feel like a douche saying it right.
Yeah.
Like
no,
you feel like
pho.
You should be like a layman and not know how you pronounce it and just say pho.
Well, she orders French fries.
Les fries français, please. With extra ketchup.
S'il vous plaît.
Les mayonnaise.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.
You're going to do so well in Europe.
So
I'm
tight.
So excited for you.
So tight.
Merci beaucoup.
We got to go.
Oh, you look like you're wearing a headband.
We got a big destination disaster. We're going tomorrow. It's going to be in the Van Nuys.
And it's going to be $8.
That's right.
good.
Thanks for buying it in advance.
Coco
Everybody,
3.
Thanks for not listening. Tyler, everything to plug. Great. Mike Corona, great to see you again.
Thank you.
Tara, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Look forward to seeing
the
life of Lara.
The Life of Lara, also called Casual. It's going to be on Hulu. We're having our world premiere at Toronto Film Festival in September, and that'll be really fun.
Def.
Go to theafterdisaster.com if you want to buy the disaster.
And September 26th, guys, tickets are still trickling in, but I'm getting to a point. I'm going to get to a point where I got to cut off sales because I was in that room last night, and it's not massive. But, yeah, so get your tickets if you're serious and you think you're going to come out. It's going to be a really fun night.
Smaller than you thought, right?
It is a pretty small place. But every single day I'm working towards that night, and it's all coming together. And
it's going
to
be fun.
I'm very excited.
It's going
to
be fun. I really
I'm very excited to show everybody what we've been working on for the last year and a half now. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for not listening.
I'm going
to
show you my muscles.
Hey, thanks
been
for
working on those.
Thanks for He's making us a part
on
of your week.
Farting out of his dick.
Stop it.
Stop.
You were clean for the last 3 minutes.
Damn, so gross. So gross.
Tyler.
Willy whistles when...
Mm-hmm.